Did you know our human body, which is miraculously complex and complete as well, with 60 million cells, I didn't specifically count, I'm relying on someone else's count here, and 36 million heartbeats every year, 300 billion red blood cells produced every day, and 60,000 miles of blood vessels in each body in order to make this marvelous body that you and I inhabit and continue to function, we need body parts that work together. Different parts that work together, from the pinky toe to the inner ear, from the eyes to the fingertips. Various parts that have vital roles that need to function well in health. Now, most of the time, you and I don't think about all of those parts unless we're injured or unless we're struggling, and that's the moment in which we need those body parts the most. It's after we've had knee surgery. We've had a couple of those recently, and we're preparing for some kind of physical therapy, and then we know very well where all of those parts are. Or it's when we have a sinus infection and we are so eager to not know where all of those nasal passages are anymore because they've gotten expanded and we don't want to know where each and every one of them are. As we begin this series on spiritual gifts together, we begin with the incredible recognition that within the body, that is the church, God has already given us everything that we need. God has already given the church absolutely everything that we need. Within the body, there are those, did you hear what Christy said, with wisdom and with knowledge. There are those with faith and those with healing. There are those who work miracles and those who prophesy. Those who discern and those who speak in tongues and interpret. That part's a little uncomfortable. I felt it in the room. Those of us who believe that there's just one person who has all those gifts, it's not true. All of us together have those gifts. And there's not one of us in the room who doesn't have a gift. God has given all of us gifts. That's where we need to hear it again. The Holy Spirit has given each and every one of us gifts for the common good. Throughout the month of February, we'll be looking at our spiritual gifts and uncovering what gifts the Spirit has given us, the gifts that bless the body of Christ. I think many of us might know what those gifts are, and as we heard them, we thought, yeah, that sounds an awful lot like me. But there's some of us who say, I'm not exactly sure if any of those sounded like me. As we listen to the letter that Paul writes to the city of Corinth, it might have sounded a little bit like listening in to someone else's conversation. I wonder if this ever happens to you. It happened to us this week, where sometimes you get someone else's mail. We were actually delivered this week a little bit of our neighbor's mail in our mailbox. And Paul's letter to Corinth is a little bit like picking up someone else's mail. We didn't hear the other side of the story. We hear Paul's encouragement to the church without hearing Corinth's original challenge. But I wonder if you can imagine them with me for a minute. I wonder if you can hear the gathered body of Corinth complaining just a little bit unsure of what they're doing. I wonder if you can hear them saying, can our church really do it all? Do we really have enough to do what we need to do? I've already given everything I can do. Did anybody notice everything that I do? We need some more people to step up already. I wonder if you could hear that. And instead of Paul saying, come on, here's how Paul responded. Here's what you have over at Corinth. You have some people who are so wise. They guide and make decisions for the body. Find those people in your church. And you have some people that have incredible knowledge. They have knowledge beyond. They have an in-depth understanding of issues and situations. There in Corinth, there are some people with faith. They trust God and encourage others to trust no matter what the situation is. When you're not sure if you have faith, find them and rely on them. There are people who understand healing, God's incredible healing that restores the sick and the injured and the suffering. There are people there in the church who know about miracles. They've experienced God's miracles, the ones that point to where God has been. There are people there who prophesy, who proclaim the way of God. There are people who know discernment, who have worked at God's active process of deciding where you are called into the future. And there are people there in the church who speak in various languages to communicate with others. And there's always someone to interpret right alongside them. Those people are already present. Did you look around and see where they were? For just as the human body is unified as a whole, composed of all those different parts, so is the body at Corinth. So is the body at Westgrove, too. I wonder, I know we know it intellectually, but I wonder if we always know it in our experience as well. Different gifts here in this place, each one that is necessary and that is valuable. Without each part, we would be significantly lacking. No one person can have all of those gifts. We need one another. We need the prophecy of the voices that stretch us. Not only do we need a Martin Luther King Jr. and a Nadia Boltz Weber, but those who also push and those who pull. Those who make us comfortable and celebrate. And those who have us to confess. And those who say we've made a mistake over here as well. Those who urge us to discern and cause us to evolve. In the same way, Jesus was attending a wedding with his mother. And we don't know who the wedding was for. I wonder that a little bit as I read this passage. We don't know whether Jesus got a plus one. We don't know if he was eager to go to the wedding or if he was just appeasing his mother. It was something that he had to do. We do know that at the wedding, his mother saw his giftedness long before he was ready to share that. Mary knew that it was his time to serve, long before he was ready to have it come out. Mary was ready for her son to share those gifts because it was for the common good. She was convinced so well that she didn't spend time saying, "Now, Jesus, it's about time for you to come out and share your gifts with everyone else." She went to the servers and said, "Just do what he said." And then she stepped back and let it unfold to be part of the working of the first sign instead of standing in the way. You see, giftedness is also about encouraging others as well, encouraging others to use their gifts and discern when they're ready for prime time as well. More often when we talk about the body, you and I'm guilty as well, talk about the faults and the foibles, the diseases and the illnesses, the aches and the weaknesses. We catalog why we went to the doctor, or maybe even why we want to avoid going to the doctor. We've missed that our bodies and the body, the church, is filled with giftedness. God-given giftedness. The bride of Christ is filled with everything that we need. You and I, the church, we have everything we need for the building up of the body of Christ. Millions of cells coursing through your body. Still, we need the inner ear and we need the fingertips. Your Spirit-given gifts are a blessing to you and to the community. From those who celebrate the certainty of faith to those who have known miracles in their lives, we are a blessed community, and God continues to give us everything that we need. Do you know what your spiritual gifts are? Every one of us, friends, has been given at least one, and I know that many of you have been given even more. Thanks be to God. May God bless you with opportunities to discover what they are and use them for the upbuilding of the kingdom and the common good. This, my friends, is the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.